This is a Sandy Boy Productions podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to All Have Another Podcast with Lindsay Hine. I'm your host, Lindsay. Thanks so much for being here today. I want to let you know, Boston Marathon weekend is coming up, and I've got three events I hope to see you at. Friday, April 12th at 5 p.m., I'm joined with author Joanna Garten. We are going to be hosting a panel with Elvin Cabet, Bree Bomer, and Brenna Detra, all talking about journeys in running, benefiting Girls on the Run, Greater Boston. And then on Saturday, April 13th at 2:30 p.m., I have a live show with Tommy Runs and Kira D'Amato, hosted by UCAN and Destination Marathons. That is at 2:30 p.m. in Cambridge. And then at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, I'm co-moderating, co-hosting Fast Girls Live with Kara Goucher, brought to you by Wazzell. All of those events are going to be linked in the show notes at sandyboyproductions.com. You can also learn more on my Instagram, LindsayHine626. Those are the three places I will be in Boston. I hope to see you there. All right. So you might know that we've launched a new podcast in the Sandy Boy Productions podcast network. It's called the Trail Network Podcast, which brings untold stories of magical moments amongst trail runners to life. These stories of runners on and off the trail capture the spirit of trail running and the power of friendship and connection. I am so excited about this show, hosted by four ultra runners doing really cool things in the space. We've got Rachel Drake, Leah Yingling, Katie Asmuth, and Hillary Yang. I had the opportunity to catch up with Rachel, Katie, and Hillary to learn a little bit more about their vision and why they wanted to start the podcast. And you can learn a little bit more about their histories and stories as well. I had so much fun on this little intro episode that I was like, I have to interview each of you individually. Rachel has already been on the podcast, which is really how this other podcast connection with Sandy Boy came to be. They had already thought of the podcast. And when Rachel told me about it, I swooped in and I was like, please, let's talk. I'm so excited. So Rachel was recently on the podcast. If you want to get to know her, she came on right after she won the Black Canyon 100K. That episode aired March 15th. It was episode 522. So go check that out to get to know Rachel a little bit more. And then after this episode today with the three ladies who are co-hosts of the Trail Network podcast, I'm going to also air on my feed one of the episodes they launched with, which is episode 2 called Further. This is where Leah and her husband Mike talk about the Lululemon Further experience that Leah took part in, where she completed over 400 miles in 6 days. I also want to give a little plug. If you are following that Lululemon event at all and are interested in hearing more about it, first of all, definitely listen to the episode here that we're going to share with Leah and Mike, hosted by Hillary. You can also just listen to it on the Trail Network podcast, which I recommend doing and going to subscribe to their show as well. The Trail Network podcast. Did I mention that? But also, I just listened to this on Relay, the other podcast that I'm a co-host of. Matt Chittum and Peter Bromka talked to Steph Flippin about her experience at the Lululemon Further event, which was much different than Leah's experience. And Steph gives an overview of what the purpose of the event was and a little bit more detail, and also gets to share about her journey as a coach at the event. She ran and treated it as a training week coming off of an injury, but she also had the opportunity to work with one of the athletes, Rico, that she coaches, and got to see her complete distances she's never completed before. Okay, so that's your homework. Go subscribe to the Trail Network podcast. Leave them a rating and review if you enjoy it. And check out both of those episodes, the Further episode on the Trail Network podcast that we're going to share in this feed, and then the one on Relay as well is so good. I'm just trying to get you all the good content in your headphones for your long runs, okay? All right. So this is the episode for the week. It's super fun. You're going to want to be best friends with all these ladies. They have a genuine excitement and happiness and kindness that surrounds them. And you'll hear that in their voices. I couldn't be more excited about this podcast. All right. Please enjoy my conversation with Rachel, Katie, and Hillary. Hey, everybody. So excited to introduce to you the Trail Network podcast. Today, I'm joined with three of our co-hosts, Hillary Yang, Rachel Drake, Katie Asmuth. We are missing Leah Yingling, but we are excited to hear from her lots more on the podcast. Welcome to All Have Another, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Yay. Thanks, we're Lindsay. So happy to be here. Thanks, Lindsay.
Okay, this all started because of my interview I did with Rachel. Not the Trail Network podcast, but you joining my production network.
Yep. Yeah, you really were the glue that kind of made this actually happen. I was talking to Lindsay about how we were having some trouble with production, and she said, I think I might be able to help you out with that.
I was like, wait, what? You're not going to do it? And then she started telling me like that you all already had episodes recorded, you had a logo. And I was like, you can't hang this up. You can't. No. But I did say thank you to my relay teammate, Peter Bromka, because he was raving about Rachel, actually him and Matt Chittum, and her performance at Black Canyons. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And so I don't know if you know this, Rachel, but I messaged you on Instagram while we were recording that episode. I was like, I have to have her on I'll Have Another.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, I was like, oh, that's kind of serendipitous. It all just worked out. And I'm so grateful that you all have trusted Sandy Boy with the editing and the production of everything. And you guys have been amazing, like so organized.
We're trying. Oh, my gosh. No, seriously, you and Emma saved us.
It's Emma. Well, let's do a little roundtable intro. If you want a deeper dive on these ladies and their backstories, you can find it on their first episode of the Trail Network podcast. They all have a roundtable. Is your roundtable, is that the heart to heart?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, episode one.
Those conversations are called heart to heart. And so you can get a deeper dive there. But let's start with you, Hillary. How did you even get to know this group and how did you get immersed in the ultra space?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. I've been in the ultra running world for over 10 years now. And I'd say I've gotten to know Katie, Leah, and Rachel like through that. And we crossed paths at races. But it's like, it's always interesting. Like you see them and then you're also busy and you're running around and just not quite able to really stop and be like, how are you? Like have these kind of meaningful conversations. So a big part of me wanting to be part of this project was just the chance to get to work with all of them on a closer level. And already I feel like we're the best of friends and it's like so fun. We have our text thread going. We're always like bouncing ideas off of each other. I'm a professional creative in the outdoor world. I'm a photographer and producer. And so for me, I don't get to work with a lot of other women. And that was also a huge piece of this, just getting the chance to be creative and to put some stories out that really matter to all of us and to have a chance to just kind of like find that hole that still exists in the trail running world where there isn't as many female voices. And I mean, we want to hear from all voices. We're very much like we had Matt Daniels and Francesco Puppi on last week talking about their race. We definitely are trying to kind of elevate all these different stories. But I do think just working with these ladies and having the chance to create something that is more intentional and really focuses on the connection and the community in trail running is really special. And so that's definitely a huge part of why I'm here and what I love about this project. And it's just like an extension of the trail running community for me, which is already such a huge and meaningful part of my life.
Oh, I love that so much. And I've wondered, like, how well did you all really know each other before this? Like, were a couple of you closer friends or some of you knew one another better?
Yeah, Leah and I were pretty close. We actually lived together for, this is Rachel speaking. We actually lived together for a month over the summer in Europe when she was getting ready for UTMB. I was getting ready for OCC. And I feel like through that, we got really close. And And Katie, I kind of fell in love with Katie also over in Europe. I think we met at Western States training camp in 2022 when I was pregnant with Lewis. I think we were running down through Forest Hill and you were just like, hey, girl. I was like, oh, okay, got a new best friend. Love this woman.
Well, and you were pregnant and you were glowing and I was so excited to have another mom on the trails. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was really fun to spend that day together. Yeah.
Yeah. But I got a good story from over in Europe. So I didn't know Katie super well, but we were in Courmayeur, which is about 100K into UTMB. So it's kind of like middle of the night, critical crew spot. And Katie was supporting Leah. And I was supporting Tyler, my husband, and Katie and I were just like slap happy, like blowing raspberries on the window of the aid station because they only let one crew member in there. And I think about that day all the time. I haven't had that much fun in a while.
It's nothing like the middle of the night when you're just like loopy to really create a bonding experience.
Exactly. And also like the happiest you've ever been, you know, because you're just there crewing your friends and your husband, right? And just, it's like nothing could go wrong. Everything is just, you know, it's like the best parts of humankind is all around you and everybody's there to support each other and get the best out of themselves and out of each other. And those moments. And that's a part of why we wanted to start the Trail Network podcast is because these moments, there's so many of them that are just untold. And that magic of trail running, it feels very niche. We're a very small sport still. And it's so powerful. And so we want to spread the trail gospel, you know, bring more people to trail. There's so many exciting, stories that need to be told. So that was a part of it. But yeah, I think those magic moments are, I don't know. I want to say they're unique to trail because they really, those middle of the night, 2:30 a.m. waiting for your runner in the middle of UTMB, you know, those are the times that, you know, it really brings people together in really special ways. And so that was really... Yeah, I think the impetus actually of the pod is just realizing how much fun people have in this sport and that the more that we talk about it, the closer we get as a community. And I think when we share them, we listen to each other, we become closer. And yeah, I think that's a big part of it too. So, and we can talk about if you want to, Lindsay, but about kind of our structure a little bit because it is a little different than other just kind of one-on-one interviews. We will have one-on-one interviews. We're having one coming up soon with a special guest, but we want to focus on the community aspect. So when it comes to something that's unique to trail is the crew, right? So you're able to crew your runner throughout the night. You're able to pace your runner during 100-mile races. There's a lot that goes on between the runner and their community. And it's not just the crew and the pacer, but it's their coach and the aid stations and the race directors and the business behind the races. And, you know, there's so many partners and relationships within the sport that are really special that keep us going. And so we want to share those stories. So we want to bring people on that are our business partners, our spouses in the sport, our, you know, race directors, that kind of like dual conversations where partners are talking to each other, almost like not necessarily interviewing each other, but kind of like a conversation with one of us. So one of us four ladies, and then the two other business partners or partners in the sport. And then also we have a series called Head to Head. So it's runners that have gone after it at a race and the magic that happened out on the trail. And we all know, and if you're listening to this, if you have raced, you understand those relationships that you've had with people while you're actually racing against them. And it's special. Almost there's no words for it because it's so special. We're trying to bring words to those stories. And, you know, you'll always feel those connections with those people. And yeah, it's a really unique part of the sport of running. And so we want to bring those head-to-head, you know, specifically ones that are even like you're racing for the podium or for the win, and not just current, but also historic head-to-head races where we know they went down in history as this ultimate battle. And we still talk about that battle and we want to hear about that day and bring it back to the audience. So yeah, I think there's a lot of stories that to be told, and it's really fun to work with the other three women on this. And it's a really powerful dynamic group for sure.
Yes. I am so excited about that because most podcasts, like you said, are interview style. It's like one host interviewing people. And a lot of times someone like me will come in and be like, okay, you just won Western States and ask all the questions about this one race. And so this is such a unique perspective. Before we dive into that a little bit more, Katie, when I was listening to the intro episode, I was like, why haven't I had all of these women on my podcast individually? This is ridiculous. I'm so annoyed with myself that I haven't. But give your quick rundown similar to what Hillary did. And Rachel, you can as well. And then I want to dive a little bit more into the head-to-head because I have some questions.
Yeah, sure. So a little bit about me. So where do I start? I am a mom of two boys, a 7 and 9-year-old. I live in Mammoth Lakes, California, so in the Alpine. I'm a family nurse practitioner. I've been an NP for 12 years. Before that, I was working emergency room, LA County General, night shift. And that was actually a big part of my story about how I got into running because it was super stressful, the trauma, the underbelly of LA County. And I really needed to just clear my mind after a long 12 hours of seeing that trauma. And so I would run. And I had never run really before that. I was always a ball sport girl, grew up outdoors all the time, but was definitely not into running. That was just, you know, just to get you to make the basket or whatever the goal. So now, you know, I started running then. And that's when I was introduced to trail during that time. I made friends with other trail runners and I just became a sponge and fell in love with trails. And I grew up backpacking a lot, but I didn't run quickly on them. And then I was like, oh, this is way more fun. So and then I just started doing that more and more and met a lot of people and fell in love and was like, oh, this is it. This is my calling and this is what I want to do forever. And during that time, I also was pregnant and had kids and needed more time on my own also to make sure that I kind of stayed true to myself as Katie Asmuth and making sure I didn't lose that side of me and just the sleep deprivation of motherhood. And that's when I would spend a lot of time on trails and met a lot of people and really, yeah, just fell deeper in love with the community. And so that's I guess a part of my story. I now run professionally for Saucony, Gnarly Nutrition, The Feed, amongst others. But I'm sidelined right now, which is a big frustration. So I'm now a gravel cyclist also. So, you know, I'm dabbling, I'm pivoting a little bit to make sure that I can take this injury seriously. It's been a long haul and I want to make sure I'm here for the long game and really, really like focusing on longevity in sport. So I want to be here for the years, decades to come. So that's me.
I loved when you all talked about the mileage and when Rachel was saying, like, if you would have told me like, this is the mileage I would have been running, you know, years ago, what I'm running now and doing such, you know, finishing so well at that lower mileage. I think that's so important to talk about because a lot of times we see even non-elite ultra runners and you think, oh, they're running 120 miles a week. Do any of you run that much?
No. No, if I'm lucky, I get 60 miles a week. I know we're all like busy, right? And I think it's important to talk about that. And I know Lee and I were chatting about that because her mileage before further was very low for what she did during that event, episode 2, if you want to catch up with us on that.
Plug, you know.
Yeah. But I think that's really important to recognize that there's such a spectrum of what works for the rest of your life. And, you know, for me, I kind of need that reminder, like whatever I do is enough and that's just all I can do, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that the tagline? Whatever I do is enough. I love that.
Right. I need to just get that tattooed in front of my face so I always remember that.
Hey, friends, a quick break here. I want to thank Provenex for continuing to support my work on All Have Another Podcast and Sandy Boy Productions. This is a brand that I've been working with for over 4 years now, and I really believe in their products. Specifically, I take their multivitamin, their joint health supplement. I use their protein powder. And most recently, the big one that I'm obsessed with is their Muscle Health Plus. Ever since I turned 40, I've been even more obsessed with lifting weights. I just can't get enough. And if you're lifting weights and you care about keeping your muscles from breaking down, look no further than their Muscle Health Supplement. If you're taking a creatine powder, there's a specific kind that you want to take. You want to make sure you're taking the creatine monohydrate. And Prevenex has put together the best ingredients clinically proven to decrease muscle breakdown. As we age, we lose muscle mass. Every decade, you lose a little more. And so lifting heavy, taking this creatine supplement are two ways that you can combat that. Pairing your running with a little bit of weightlifting goes a long way. So go to Prevenex.com. You can use the code LindsayStrength. If you've already used my code another, you can use the code LindsayStrength for 15% off your order as long as Muscle Health is in your cart. You can add whatever else you want to it. You can also just use the code another if you've never used that. And check it out. I think you're going to see really great results. That's Prevenex.com. Use the code LindsayStrength for another for 15% off your order. All right, back to the show.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Katie, you're a three-time top 10 Western States finisher, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. No big deal.
Add that into the bio.
Yeah. That race is really special to me. And should we announce this, Rachel?
Yeah.
Should we? This is the first time we're dropping some news.
Okay. Well, I think it's kind of fun how it happened. I texted Katie just assuming she was going to have a job at Western States this year doing media, or someone surely would have scooped her up to help crew and pace. But I texted her and I said, I might need someone to help me get from Pointed Rocks, which is mile 94-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To the finish. I was like, do you have a job yet? And she just calls me and she's like, are you asking me to pace you?
I'm gonna cry again. So the backstory on this a little bit for me is that Western States is really, really, really important to me. It's been a big part of my career as a runner and the community that I've built within trail and ultra running. And it's just a really special place. You're chasing ghosts out there. You're chasing history. You're amongst the best in the world. And there's just – it really elevates you as a person. But it's just so soul-giving. And this year, I haven't actually publicly taken my name off the list yet, but I will not be racing Western States, which is really hard. Yet I'm really trying to take care of this foot of mine and make sure that I don't break it again and go into, you know, I want to head into 2025 rear end to go and hopefully get back to States for next year. But I have realized I don't want to be a part of Western States on a race commentary capacity right now, because I want to be in it. I want to be a part of it. I want to feel the sweat and feel the earth. And I don't want to be just looking at it. And I think that that's a big part of that race for me, is the soul of it all. And I'm not saying you can't get that. I'm like number one fangirl, love doing race commentary, but I was really excited when Rachel reached out to me because just to be a part of her crew all day, I know what that takes. And that's a part of the stories that we're talking about, is because that's when the magic happens. It's you and your crew, and you can't do these things alone. And I really feel privileged and honored that Rachel asked me to help her out, because I intimately care about this race and her. And it's going to be a really special day. No matter what happens, it's going to be the best day ever. So yeah, it really, really means a lot.
I can't wait to see you guys come flying into the track together.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm going to be sobbing. So I already know that. Anyway,
we'll all be a mess.
What a cool section to get to pace too. Like, you get to be the finisher.
It's the best section. It's because it's the shortest right now, and I can't do probably one of the longer, 25 mile sections. So she asked me for the last. I mean, that meant a lot. And also, it's always so beautiful, and the moon is shining, and that section is always just everything comes to fruition. It's like you've worked so hard to get to those last 6 miles, and it feels like you can really enjoy it because you're almost done, it kind of wraps up the story book really in a really special way. And you're, when you get to
When you get to the last section, it's like the last mile and a half, you're able to run with your entire crew. And so that's really fun. So your entire crew comes during that section and you kind of run on pavement to get to the track and to finish it in. And it's really special. So, and it will be live streamed. So if anybody wants to watch it, Western States YouTube will be really fun.
My cheeks hurt from smiling so much. You all are so fun. You're going to have the most fun on this podcast. Like, the energy is crazy. I was like, what's going on? Why are my cheeks feeling tired? Because when Katie was explaining that, I was just like grinning from ear to ear, because it just like seeing someone else's excitement for something somebody else is going to do. Like, this is not even your excitement for your race. This is your excitement for Rachel's race. And that's why this podcast is so special.
That's why trail is so special. Really. Mm-hmm. It's not just about you. And I think it's bigger. It transcends just you. And I think we all know that as trail runners, that it's not just you out there. It's everybody that got you to that start line and got you to that finish line, you know, and the process mm-hmm. and the journey that gets you there. So yeah, I think that's what it's all about.
All right, Rachel, you got to take a turn. So if you listen to I'll Have Another Podcast on a regular basis, hopefully you've already listened to Rachel's full episode that we did after she won Black Canyon's 100K. But do you want to give us a little brief rundown as well for those who might be new to your story?
Sure. Yeah. So I have been living out in Portland, Oregon for 10 years. Kind of my focal point while I've been here has been doing an MD PhD program at Oregon Health and Science University, which I've just finished, which feels amazing.
Congratulations. I feel like somebody has to jump in and say that.
I know, right? I'm like silently cheering.
It feels good to finally be done after such a long road. I met my husband at my first trail race. Had a baby a year and a half ago, Lewis. And yeah, started trail running while I was in medical school. So 2014, and just slowly, like, you know, once you do a trail race, you meet people and they tell you, oh, you got to do this race. So I do the next race. And then you just snowball. And before you know it, you're in places across the world that you've never heard of with your community of trail runners. It's just the most special thing. And through that, my husband and I both run for Nike, which has been incredible and has, you know, really allowed us to spend a lot more time at home with our son mm-hmm. while he's young. So yeah, so in Portland, Oregon now, but moving to Salt Lake City in 2 months, which is where Leah lives. So that will be really fun to get to deepen our friendship. And my kind of origin and motivation for this podcast was, it started with, I think I put up my Spotify Wrapped on Instagram, and it was a lot of male dominated podcasts. And Katie just messaged me and she's like, hey, we need more women in trail, because I feel like there are great women holding down kind of the road and track space with podcasting. But within trail, it's like it's largely dominated by men, which is awesome. But I think we just have, you know, different perspectives and different focuses. So it was that, but then it was also loving Katie, loving Leah, loving Hillary, and just wanting to spend more time with them. And I'm really excited about it.
Well, I'm really excited about it too. I'm like so pumped for this. Can you guys give us a little more insight on the head-to-head that you were talking about? Because now I want to know, like, Who are the like historic finishes that you want to, I mean, I think Rachel, we talked about this on your podcast. I immediately thought about Claire and Brittany at Western States.
Oh, you're going to tease something, Lindsay. That might be coming soon.
But I don't follow the ultra scene, obviously, nearly as closely as you all do. So like, what are some like historic head-to-head battles that are exciting to talk about?
So, okay, for me, for sure, Claire and Brittany were also the like number one, especially because of my, you know, deep connection to Western States. That was the number one. I think there's been a lot of documentaries and film about Western States, and there wasn't about that day. And it's still talked about. It's almost like the allure of that day and what happened. And so I think that was really special. And I can't wait
to dive into that day more for them. There's been other days at States that are really special. So that those are the special ones for me, the historic days where you have people that are literally like sprinting it out on the track to try. And I mean, after 100 miles and you're sprinting it at the end to try and beat the next person. And
that's just,
I mean,
rude at that point.
Caitlin Gerben and Camelia Mayfield, that was caught on camera. You can watch that final mile and that move happen.
I was there. It was hysterical. Like, Caitlin was on the track and Camilla came up behind her, and all of a sudden they were just like dead sprint, and pacers were dropping left and right and like falling off the track, and it was like chaos. It's like, that's like the last thing you want at the end of 100 miles after you've been running for like 17 or 18 hours. It's insane. But yeah, those are the stories. Those are the fun moments. And I think, yeah, we don't just want to talk about the latest race. We do want to go into some of these just like things that stick with us as like true sportsmanship, but also true competition. And I think both can exist together. And just, it's a fun part of racing.
What places were they?
It was like fifth and sixth or something like that. Fourth and fifth, maybe. It wasn't for the top three, but it was still like very competitive 10. And they're coming in fast. And I think it was just the fact that when you come onto the track, you don't get that chance to really see who's behind you because you're kind of coming around this little gate and onto the track. And then all of a sudden she was just like right there. Like, she timed it perfectly. Oh, so she cut right in front of Caitlin as they came through that little gate. And then it was just like chaos.
So who finished first?
Camelia Mayfield.
Camelia, yeah.
Okay.
Barely.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So one of my questions for you all is, like, I love, Rachel, when you talk about how you want to show up to races as your best self and like your most fit self and most fierce self so that your competitors do the same. Like, you want that out of each other so it can be the best race possible. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what that looks like, especially as your friendship with these ladies develops even more and deepens even more. Like, what's that going to be like when you and Katie are going head to head?
I mean, Rachel beat me. That won't happen. I think it will be even more fun. Like, I think we'll – so I'm thinking back at last Western States last year. I raced with Esther, who's one of our good friends. And, I mean, I dropped my pacer. So it was – I was with Esther and her pacer. And I was using them as pacers, right? And we're helping each other out. We're giving ice to each other. We're reminding each other to eat. We're like – wait for each other aid stations because we knew that we were faster together and we weren't competing against each other. We were competing against the people behind us and the people in front of us. And we were chasing and we were hunting. And it was really fun to have that dynamic. And sure, it was like, didn't even cross my mind that I was actually even racing her, because I'm like, we still have 14 miles to go. I have lots of time until that happens. Right now I need to be in the present. But that's the sort of mentality that you have out there where it's like, you work together. I mean, last year was really special because there was seven of us, eight of us women, like running in a pack deep into the race. And we were all like, this is epic, you guys. I mean, because in a 100-mile race, you usually have, you know, large spaces between each other. And so it was really cool to have that like women pack mentality and all of us being like, let's go, pick it up. And like reminding each other, pushing each other. That energy makes us all better. I mean, you know, a rising tide raises all boats. And it feels that way when you're out there racing. And I think that's what Rachel is talking about. But I think if I was racing against Rachel, we would just be talking the whole time. So we would really try and be like, we've got a race. Come on. I definitely raced Leah. And I'm like, I think I screwed up her whole race because I'm like, I just talked to you for 35 miles and we need to like get back to racing. But it's fun. It's fun. It's a part of the sport. And when you race along, there's a lot of ups and downs and stories that can come through it. You know, you can have these like, you're having a low point. It feels good to have a friend out there that's kind of pushing you along and you're kind of pacing each other. So it's not as much against like you against them. It's like you're all wanting your best self out there and you're pushing each other to get the best self, you know, out of yourself. So,
well, and I think the cool thing about these races too is like, it's only about your day. Like, that's the only thing you can control. And I think that's a huge thing to learn in racing, because it's so easy to look around the start line and be like, oh my God, they're here. Like, you know, or just kind of to mentally slot yourself or kind of try to play out how the day is going to go. And something I've really worked on is just running my own race. And these races are long enough that anything can happen. And just because you're feeling good and running well with someone doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. So I think it's like being able to kind of enjoy the whole atmosphere and the competition, but also not get distracted by that and not come out of like what feels like the right day for you is just like a good thing to practice in general, you know?
Are we converting a bunch of road runners to trail running right now?
We're trying our very best.
I train with a bunch of track athletes, and last week at practice, she's like a 450 miler. She goes, "Rachel, I have a proposal." And I said, "Yes, whatever it is, yes." And she wants to run the Timberline Trail around Mount Hood, which is 40 miles and 10,000 feet of climbing. And I told the coach about this, and he goes, "I'm not going to have any track runners left by the time you're done with them." And another girl on the team signed up for Sierra Zinal. Another one's going to do it next week. Yeah. So, I mean, I may or may not be converting.
You're doing some damage on the track.
To the dark side.
One or the other. They really complement each other well. Totally. I think there's a lot of good crossover there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've proved that when you went and did your OTQ at CIM, and you've done that twice now with marathons to trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's super beneficial.
You're like the friend that's like, "Yes, just do it." I literally just posted this on Instagram that I'm the person. I was like, I might be your significant other's worst nightmare, because no matter what you say you want to do, I'm like, "Yes, yes, go do it." And I've got all these husbands out here going, "Don't hang out with Lindsay. Like, you're going to end up with chickens. You're going to be taking a vacation to Australia. Like, you're going to be doing all these like financially reckless things because it sounds fun."
That sounds great. All those things sound great.
I love that. I need more Lindsay.
But that's what you are to these track runners, Rachel.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd like to think so.
I just love that you were like, "Doesn't matter what you say, yes."
100%.
Such confidence.
Okay, we need to parlay Leah into this a little bit because she's not here. Again, I'm going to air the episode you all did about the Further event, which, by the way, two Further episode plugs. I also just listened to Relay with Peter and Matt interviewed Steph Flippin about Relay or about Further. And that was really good too. Like, those episodes were very different. Like, Hillary talking to Leah and her husband was like very much about the, like, how he supported her and her specific race. And Steph kind of did a more broad overview. And then she talked about the athlete that she coaches, Rico. So they're very different episodes, but both very, very good. So highly recommend. And again, I'm going to air the Further one here. But Leah runs for Lululemon, and maybe can one of you give just like a quick backstory on her so that they can get to know the fourth co-host?
I mean, we could probably all add in all of our anecdotes about Leah. Yeah, we love Leah. So Leah is a really important glue to our podcast. We're so excited to have her. So she is she's been in ultra running probably over a decade also. I think like the rest of us. And I actually met Leah. She paced me at the Bear 100, and I didn't know her. And we just have the same coach. Well, she's coached by Megan Roach. I'm coached by David Roach, but we're on the same team. And so I was looking for a pacer, and she just was like, "Sure, I live in the area." And she jumped in, and we talked the entire race, and it was so much fun. I was like, I have a new best friend. And from then on, it's been really cool because we've definitely progressed in this sport together and, you know, became professional athletes around the same time. And it's, you know, been to Western States. We've competed against each other there multiple times, and, you know, we've competed multiple times together. So those are really fun. And those times we often run at like different times in the course together. So I've gotten to know her. I've crewed our UTMB. I love Leah. So she lives in Salt Lake City. She works full time as a biomechanical engineer. She is like so bright and so smart. And it's really fun to have her like ask about numbers after she finishes UTMB about splits, and you're just like, what is this brain is so different than mine. It's really cool to have her in kind of this in this capacity is bringing on her own podcast, because she's been on a lot of podcasts. She's done a lot of race commentary as well. And she's like a number one fangirl. Her husband is a Mike Shit in the Woods on Instagram, but he is an incredible photographer, and they've gone all over the world together and take incredible photos. And yeah, they're really definitely a staple of ultra running. So if you don't know of them and their story, you should be following them. But yeah,
I think we should
a little bit of justice to her.
We should also mention that last year she was top 10 at both Western States and UTMB, which is a exceptionally difficult task. I think two of the most competitive 100-mile races, and in a lot of ways couldn't be any different in terms of terrain. So that's just really speaks to her athletic ability, and then doing all of that while having a full-time job and being more limited with her training is super impressive.
And she just ran 400 miles in 6 days, which is insane. So we're really excited to continue to share Leah's exceptional talent and stories, because she's amazing.
And she's a good friend too. Yeah. I feel like, you know, it's one thing to have all these accolades, but then also to just be a good person.
She's cool.
Yeah.
When I was following the Lululemon Further event, and I think at one point she was really struggling and they said something about trying to finish 300. And then they were like, now she's talking about 400.
We're back.
Y'all have to go listen to those episodes. They're so good. Do you have anything else you want to make sure the audience knows about the podcast and what your hopes are for it? You have any dream guests you want to shout out right now that you for sure want to interview?
Oh, man, we have a list. They're coming soon. You just have to stay tuned.
You have to stay
tuned. Oh, that's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
We want to give some teasers, but we're a little scared. What if it doesn't end up happening? We don't want to curse it, you know?
but we've got
some really fun guests in the lineup.
I think, I have been saying I want to have Allison Felix on my podcast for 8 years now, and she's still never been on my podcast. And I just still talk about it. And you know what? Maybe 15 years in, she'll do it.
You're going to manifest it.
literally from episode one, I was like, she's my dream guest. And here I am still talking about it. And sometimes I used to get embarrassed. Like, well, she's been on other shows. Why is she not coming to mind? But you know what? I'm just going to keep believing it's going to happen.
Shout out to Allison. Come on.
Come on, Allison. Well, let's see. Let's wrap this with – so I will have everybody individually on, because we just need to do that. So I don't want to go through all my end-of-podcast questions, but I do want to ask something fun. So let's finish with, what's the best most recent book you've read, or what are you into right now, pop culture-wise, or shows, concerts, whatever?
I feel like I should start, because mine's, a little bit of a downer. And I want to end on a higher note. A downer just in that it's given me some shame. So it's the Kara Goucher book. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she talks all about her time with, you know, running under Alberto Salazar and being sponsored by Nike. And I have a lot of shame with it, because I am a Nike athlete right now. Mm-hmm. And while it's very it's horrible what she had to endure, I feel like because of that, I have had a much different experience. Mm-hmm. Less than a decade later, going through a pregnancy and postpartum period and receiving a lot of support and not any pressure to return to competition, I think it's simultaneously, you know, horrible and sad that she had to live through that. But it also makes me really grateful for her doing what she did, because without it, maybe things would still be like that. So, it's a good book. I read it in 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a reader.
It's wild that those things were happening with new moms so recently.
Mm-hmm.
That is what's crazy, and that they had to live that through so that stories like yours can be much different.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kara. We love you.
Yeah, we love you. I feel a kinship with Kara too, because I'm from Minnesota. So I just feel kind of similar vibes, although I'm much slower than her. But I've always looked up to her and Carrie Tollefson.
They're both the best. They're
Should we
both
bring great. Kara on the pod, Rachel? Should we talk to her about this?
That's what I was just thinking.
Oh, I would probably cry.
You definitely should, especially since you just read her book.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome.
There's our teaser.
Okay.
Karen, we love you.
Manifesting. I just reread The Shamanic Way of the Bee, which is a book that I read a long time ago when I was probably in high school or so. But I remember it changed kind of how I think about the natural world and wild places. And I have been in the gym a lot this winter in Mammoth Lakes. It snows a lot here. I haven't been in either crutches, a cast, or an ortho boot for the better of 9 months. So it's been a time for me. And I just really, I think that I think when you, I could just miss hugging trees, you know, I just miss like being outside in a real way. And reading this book and sitting and looking outside, it felt like at least some connection to wild places and kind of maybe a deeper spiritual connection to myself and the outdoors. And that was really important to me. So I guess it's also not like pop culture-y, but that's the most recent read.
It's funny. I just started this book called Inside by Maria Coffey, and I read like half of it in a day. And again, like you, Rachel, I go through phases where I read, but they're few and far between, I have to say these days, which I'm trying to change. But anyways, it's beautiful. And it came on my radar because Outside Magazine actually did like a little review of it. And it's beautiful look at her life. She's now in her 70s, and it's just basically based on her journals and her whole life story. And it's kind of funny because I know all three of you guys are moms, and I'm not right now. We have a rescue dog, so I don't know if that sort of counts. But it's about her life and deciding not to have children and just what that looks like for her. And I think I like it because it's not really it's not really kind of making a decision on whether it was right or wrong that she didn't. It's more just like an acknowledgement of how that shaped her life. And even just being a woman in her 30s and 40s without children and all the times that she got asked about it. And she chose to lead a life that was very much just based on travel and adventure. And then I think woke up one day and was just like, oh, I guess that time in my life passed. And I just think that's really interesting. Like, I mean, I'm turning 35. I'm newly married in the last year. And my husband Billy and I travel a lot for work. And it's something I think about all the time, is just like balancing this one life with the life I have. And I mean, Rachel and Katie and Lindsay, like, I look up to you all so much for how you balance all these different pieces to your life and do it with kids. And that's a huge inspiration. But I also think it's beautiful to look at just the whole spectrum of how we choose to live our lives and what fills us up and what that looks like. So yeah, it's just being kind of a thoughtful read. It's very much just like, this is the path I took, and I'm appreciating it.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I, you know, Cheryl Strayed.
Yeah. Not personally, but yeah.
Yeah. She's got that Dear Sugar article column, and somebody wrote in about that exact topic, like making the decision. And her answer was so beautiful. It was like, okay, it's going to be one of these two ways, and neither way is wrong. Like, neither way is wrong, neither way is right. Like, whichever path it is what it's going to be. And like accepting that and living that to like its fullest potential either way is how it's supposed to be. I'm not saying it like she was, but like, I was like, that is so, it's almost like comforting. Her answer was very comforting.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And I think there's a lot of pressure put on us to have it all figured out and to know. And as a woman, you have this window of time, but it also coincides with when you're like your fittest and you're in your like athletic prime. And it's a lot to hold those things. And I think as women, it's good to support each other in these conversations and recognize that what's good for one isn't good for everyone. And just like, it changes what you want. And I just find it kind of fascinating, this like arc in my life. And, you know, you just don't really know where it's going to go.
It's
beautiful. You make your best plan. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I love it so much. And now we have a distracting child behind me.
Speaking of children, which we love
so much.
He usually does really good when I schedule post preschool interviews. This is my last year to have a preschooler at home. Next year, every boy will be in school. So it's very exciting, but also like, you know.
Don't grow up.
Yeah, just hold on to it. Thank you for sharing that, Hillary. I think that that is something that's probably not talked about as much. And actually, in a world where I feel like we're always like the mother runner, like that's such a big title and storyline. I never want that to like take from someone who is doing just as badass things on the trail or on the roads who isn't a mom. It's like, how do you handle that conversation delicately?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm obsessed with seeing like kids coming across the finish line with moms and like, Rachel, you running your OTC, like after having the baby, like Lewis, like a year ago, like, I just think it's incredible. Like Katie balancing all the different pieces and the ski schools and everything. But yeah, I think it is with everything in life, it's not an either or, like nothing is, right? And so having that whole range of what life looks like and what fills us up and what gives us joy is just really important to remember.
Ladies, the Trail Network podcast, everybody stop what you're doing, go subscribe, leave a rating and review. I feel like that's something I'm going to push and you all will be too humble to push, but I will push it really hard, the ratings and reviews. Thank you all so much for your time and thank you for putting this beautiful work out into the world.
Thank you. And Lindsay, just thank you so much for your mentorship and friendship and help in bringing this all to life. Just so you know, we really appreciate you and Emma and Sandy Boy, and you really took us under your wing and kind of went, no, you know, you're almost there. Let's go. And we're so grateful to be part of your little team here. So thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, Lindsay.
All right, friends. Thanks so much for joining us today. Go subscribe to the Trail Network podcast. Leave them a rating and review. Let's help launch this thing in a beautiful way. Support the women. You can also find their podcast on Instagram. It's called The Trail Network Pod. Go give them some love over there. Of course, I want to plug the Relay podcast as well. I'm a co-host over there, having so much fun with the crew. And don't forget, I'll be in Boston. I've got 3 events, 1 on Friday, 2 on Saturday. Check out my Instagram, LindsayHine626, to get all the details. They'll also be at the show notes at sandyboyproductions.com. Big thanks to Emma Benner, my editor and production assistant, for editing all these shows and helping with a very successful launch of the Trail Network podcast. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll see you next week on I'll Have Another.